Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Healthy Workplace, How to Improve the Well-Being of Your Employees and Boost Your Company's Bottom Line by Lee Stringer, LEED AP. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. To Kate and Allie. Preface. I realize it has become too easy to find a diet to fit in with whatever you happen to feel like eating, and that diets are not there to be picked and mixed, but picked and stuck to, which is exactly what I shall begin to do once I've eaten this chocolate croissant. Helen Fielding, Bridget Jones' Diary. Does this chair make my butt look fat? After laughing, my husband John got a worried look and stopped in his tracks.
Are you serious?
He asked. I realized, of course, that no man in his right mind would dare answer this question, but I really wanted to know. I'm not saying you need to answer me, but honestly, I spend all day at work sitting at my desk and staring at a computer. I feel like I've been working this way for ages and that it's finally catching up with me. Do you think being chained to a chair has something to do with my midsection spread? John agreed, very carefully, that yes, he felt that his job, similarly involving staring at a computer for many hours, was not exactly benefiting his health, and slow weight gain and stress were bothering him, too. Up until recently, we had both regularly complained that we did not get enough time to work out, and we continually felt frustrated and guilty about it. At least in my case, I was surprised, almost shocked, by how my health was deteriorating. I mean, I thought I was doing everything right. But the truth was that I had been neglecting my body and avoiding the stress toll of work for years, and it was finally time to do something about it. To give a little history, I've spent the last 25 years of my life being a very hard worker. From the time I graduated from high school to today, I've been employed by 8 different companies in 6 different cities and 2 countries. When the company I worked for needed me to move, I moved. When I needed to cancel my vacation because of a big project, I canceled it. When my boss or my team needed me to work overtime, I did it. Then I had 2 beautiful girls. But I kept going because I really loved working and the pride I feel having accomplished something at the end of the day. I want my girls to know that women can do anything they set their minds to, and that being a mother and having a career is totally possible. I wrote my first book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?